Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Today we have a special show that Bob Hope did for infantrymen at Camp Wheeler, Georgia, sometime during World War II. We don't have an exact date, or at least a date that everyone agrees upon, so we're just going to play it for you now. You can tell it's a special show for the troops, not a regular edition of the Pepsodent Show, because it's called the Bob Hope Show, and there are no commercials about Pepsodent or anything else. Well, without further ado, here is Bob Hope and his regular cast.
The Bob Hope Program, with Francis Langford and Jerry Colonna, in a special rebroadcast, scheduled expressly at this hour for the fighting men of the United Nations, by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States. And here's Bob Hope.
Georgia. I decided to stay in Georgia second week because my brother lives here. He's lived in Atlanta for 19 years now with one more to go. My brother used to pick cotton down here. Well, he didn't exactly pick cotton, but if he happened to pass you in a crowd, he could clean out the fuzz in your pants pocket. It's almost harvest time here now. The farmers out in the country are looking over the peach crop, and the soldiers go into town every weekend and do the same thing. And they got a new way of picking the peaches down here. They just back a Jeep against the tree and start the motor. But I want to tell you, I'm glad to be here with the infantry at Camp Wheeler. Infantry, that's French for you. Take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll have more blisters than you will. The infantry is very proud because they're the ones who helped capture Berserk. In fact, this is where they trained for, trying to fight their way into Macon on Saturday night. Most of the soldiers from Camp Wheeler go to Macon when they get a three-day pass, and the three-day pass is just right. A half day to get there, a half day to get back, and the other 2 days in the hotel lobby waiting for a room. And the hotels in Macon are really crowded. I said to the clerk, what are the rates? He said, it's only a dollar if you sleep on your side. We can get more people into the bed that way. And the bed in my room was sure crowded. Every time someone turned on the fan, it would knock three guys off the top layer. No kidding, the rooms are so crowded, the mice had to come in on their knees. A major and a private got into a crowded elevator together at the Dempsey Hotel, and by the time the saluting was over, they were wearing each other's uniforms. I want to tell you, these men of the infantry are really tough. They're so tough here, this is the only camp in the world where the MPs walk around holding hands after dark. And all these boys have to go through the obstacle course. Obstacle course, that's a nervous breakdown with hurdles. I wanted to show these fellas I could take it, so I went on a 15-mile hike with them. I had one of those regulation army packs on my back, and I wouldn't say the weight made me bend over very much. We started marching down a state highway, and my nose kept erasing the white line. What a march. I had on a pair of old shoes, and the soles were starting to wear through. After I marched about 5 miles, my big toe turned to the others and said, as soon as we see daylight, let's get out of here and join the Navy. Here's Francis Langford.
Mr. Saturday Dance, they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it with all. don't get around much anymore. But I visit the club, got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, I stir up memories, been invited on day. Awfully different with all of you. Don't get around much anymore.
Singing Don't Get Around Much Anymore and dedicating you to those Georgian boys up there in the Aleutians and all you other guys, too. Well, Fran, here we are at Camp Wheeler, the home of the infantry. You know, they call the infantry the backbone of the army.
The infantry is the backbone?
Yeah, that's why they like that evening gown you've got on. When you turn around, you certainly show a lot of infantry.
Well, these men here certainly march a lot, don't they?
Sure, they march all day and they dance all night.
When do they rest their feet?
When they're bending down in the crap game.
Up a lot of ivory shooting dice?
I don't know, but when our soldiers landed in North Africa, the elephants left for a neutral country. You know, Fran, I think I'd be swelling the infantry. Gee, I can just picture myself marching along and the officer briskly calling out, tramp, 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 tramp.
Oh, Bob, you're just self-conscious.
Gee, you know, Fran, nice as it is here at Camp Wheeler, I wish I were back where we did the broadcast last week, Milledgeville, with the waves.
Oh, Bob, there was nothing there but thousands and thousands of girls. I'd much rather be here where there's nothing but thousands of men.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show you, each person has his own idea of Shangri-La.
You must have really enjoyed yourself at the Wave Training Station.
Yeah, what a camp, what an outfit, what a clothesline. Can't you just see skinny Emma's out of Santa Anita, can't you? Say, you know, Fran, each one of those waves is a proud member of the United States Navy. I asked one of them for a kiss. You know that famous slogan, the Navy comes through?
Yeah.
What misleading propaganda. Gee, those waves are beautiful. But all the time I was broadcasting in front of them, I didn't let it affect me in the least. I just looked at those shapely figures and smiled calmly.
Yes, that's right. You even turned your back on them a couple of times.
Yeah, I didn't want them to see me shoving my eyeballs back in my head.
You know, it was a nice gesture of the waves to hold a dance after the broadcast and invite some boys from Camp Wheeler.
Yeah, we really had fun. Tell me, Fran, how do these boys dance?
Well, it's a little different from the sort of thing I've been accustomed to.
It is. How?
Well, after dancing with you so much, it seems strange to be following the music.
Well, very vague. Look at that. tell you.
Oh,
it was nice of you to swim over. I'm glad you did.
Wonderful news. I can't contain myself. You know that soldier I kissed at the dance last night? Oh, guess what happened this afternoon?
He regained consciousness?
Yes, he did. Now, why don't you? Oh, you shouldn't make remarks like that, Mr. Hope. I'll have you know I've been chosen pin-up girl for the boys at Camp Wheeler.
Oh, marvelous, Miss Vague. Who chose you?
The boys at Herbert Smart Field.
Yourself at the Wave Dance last week?
Oh, my, yes.
You know, I had a wonderful time. I danced with the second lieutenant.
I danced with the private.
Then the lieutenant took me outside in the dark.
The private took me outside in the dark.
And we just sat and talked about his job as an intelligence officer.
I prefer the strong, silent type.
He was silent with that stranglehold you had on him.
Oh, oh, you darling. You know, dear, your lovely blonde hair reminds me of a field full of beautiful golden dandelions.
My hair reminds you of the golden dandelions?
Yes, dear. They both have black roots.
Now, girls, please, let's all be friendly.
Oh, quiet, bloated beak. You know, Francis, all these boys here are simply crazy about me. They like brunettes. They don't seem to go for washed-out blondes. Goodness, I'm so popular here.
The South seems to be lucky territory for you, Miss Vane. You were popular with the Confederate Army, too, weren't you?
Oh, my. Be careful, darling, or somebody will throw an old shoe and knock you off the back fence.
Here, Francis, stop this bickering or I'll have to take you both over my knee by force.
Well, you'd never get a girl on your knee any other way. Yeah. Oh, but I don't care. I enjoyed that dance at Milledgeville so much. You know, I danced until the cows came home.
I suppose after that there was too much competition, huh?
You! I don't know what to say to you. This is the first time I ever met a female Yardbird. Mr. Hope, you know all through that dance, I felt just like Cinderella. You remember at 12 o'clock she was supposed to turn into a pumpkin?
Yes, but you beat her to it by about 4 hours.
Oh, you dear boy. If this were comedy and you were human. Yeah. I can't see why you keep insulting me about my appearance. Just for your information, one of the soldiers here happens to be crazy about me, and he's got 3 stripes on his sleeve.
Oh, a sergeant?
No, he's just a little sloppy with his ketchup.
I'd say he was sloppy about his girlfriend, too.
Mr. Hope, I tell you, why don't you have someone take an x-ray of your brain? I'm sure you'd have a wonderful case to sue your parents.
Miss Vague, I hear this soldier friend of yours took you out rowing at Lakeside Park.
Oh, yes, we rowed out on the lake. It was very romantic. I told him I was 19 years old.
No, then what happened?
I helped him back in the boat. Wonderful evening. It turned out just splendidly. You see, this soldier was from Georgia, and I had such a way of asking him for a kiss, he just couldn't refuse.
Well, how did you ask this Georgia boy for a kiss, Miss Vague?
Well, I'd put my arm around him and say, shoot the snapper to me, cracker.
And here's Sherry Colonna.
To see, you may think she's happy and free from care. She's not, though she seems to be. Just mad when you think. mate with him. And her beauty was sold for an old man's gold. She's buried in a gilded cave. Ah, she was the queen of the village green. A pity she went astray. Once her heart was bright, now it's out like a light. Yes, a light on the great white way. I'll never forget the day she got married. There was a big crowd at the wedding, but I stood in the back row, forlorn and alone. Finally, I couldn't stand it any longer, so I ran down the aisle yelling, "Peanuts, popcorn, chewing gum!" Ah, her wings are bent from the night she'd spent in the cage of gold where she'd be. If she wanted a neck, why did she pick an old wreck? Why didn't she neck with me? Ah, but she was a home girl, sweet and sincere. She only had one true love. Camp Wheeler. Oh, remember, young lady, the straight and narrow path is straight. It leads right to the sky. Girls, don't waver from the straight and narrow. You may fall off on your eye. So walk the straight and narrow path, my little rare magnolia, and never make a left-hand turn. See, magnolia, I told you. He sold that for an old man's gold. He's a top cat and a shot.
He still feels the same way. Well, I'll try another girl I know. Hello. Is this my little Snookum? Well, this is Bobsy Wobsy talking to his little Snookums over the Bitsy Witsy telephone. And now Bobsy Wobsy's going to kiss his Sugarkins over the Bitsy Witsy telephone. Who is that?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Well, Bob didn't do so well over the telephone, so he decides to go out and visit a couple of girls he knows who lives on a plantation. We find Bob driving out to the plantation in the buggy. Hey, this is great, Bob, going out in a horse and buggy to call on your girls. Where'd you get the horse?
From Crosby.
Is this one of Crosby's horses? He really runs fast, doesn't he?
Yeah, here, Wynn. Now you hold the flamethrower to his tail for a while.
We got a date with a couple of real southern girls.
Yeah, I wonder how the girl you're getting for me tonight will look, Bob.
Well, she has nice hair, nice eyes, and lovely teeth.
Oh, I thought you never saw her. How do you know she has nice hair, nice eyes, and lovely teeth?
Well, she used to live at my hotel, and I once saw the bellboy taking him out to be cleaned. Look, there's the plantation where the girls live. Come on, Wynn. I'll knock on the door.
Well, shut my mouth, visitors. Well, shut my mouth.
Oh, hello, I'm Bob Hope.
Well, shut my door.
Gee, Francie Bell, ain't you glad to see me? How's about a kiss, huh?
Oh, you know the men. You're always thinking about kissing.
Well, what about the southern men?
They wouldn't waste all this time just thinking about it. You boys! Bob, this is my sister, Vera Bell.
Oh, so you two girls are sisters. Now, who do you take after Francie Bell?
My mother.
And who do you take after Vera Bell?
Anything that wears trousers. Vera Bell, dear, I'm glad this room is locked because I think I hear Father in the hallway. You know how angry he gets if we have boyfriends here.
Daddy, can I hear you talking to a man in there?
Oh, no, Father, dear. I'm only talking to a little stray dog which I found and named Robert. It's only a dog, Father. Listen. Bark, Robert.
Yeah, it sounds more like a wolf to me.
Colonna, so you're these girls' father.
That's me, Colonel Hot-Blooded Colonna, Seven Gentlemen Plantation Operator, Chivalrous Sandman of the Old South, and upright member of Georgia Society. Also, liquor distilled from old peach pits.
What a father you are, Colonna. How come you haven't any brains?
I used up all my ration points. What's your excuse?
Colonna, what's the matter with you anyway?
Why, I have a terrible confession to make, Hope. I never tell anybody this. But I married my wife when I was 4 years old.
Colonna, that's impossible. You were married when you were 4 years old? Who told you to get married when you were only 4 years old?
Mr. Anthony, I guess he misunderstood my letter.
I get him to marry me. I don't want to take any half measures.
No, my dear. In your case, I'd recommend a half Nelson.
Hey, Bob, I don't see why you don't like Vera Bell. Gee, I think she's divine. She's so demure, so shy, and so beautiful. I love her. Vera Bell, please give me a kiss.
Father! Father, Mr. Hope's insulting me.
I'll be make this Yankee eat his words.
Hope, I challenge you to a duel. I see you've got a sword with you.
I haven't got a sword.
Father, that's his nose.
Well, we'll meet on the field of honor in the morning. Let's drink to the duel.
Okay, let's drink to the duel. Well, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Not if you picked up the right drink.
That's what I get for being a chowhound.
Well, then it's agreed. We'll get our pistols ready and we'll duel tomorrow at sunrise. You wear a morning coat and striped pants.
Okay, what will you be wearing?
A General Sherman tank. And may the best man win.
Why don't we settle it right now, Colonna?
Okay, choose your weapon.
Let's duel with swords.
Fine, pick your sword.
I'll pick this one.
Ouch! They fall for that hot handle all the time. Off to the duel. En garde, riposte, touché, allons, riposte, touché, en garde.
Colonna, what does that French mean?
I don't know, but don't worry, it's clean.
Oh, isn't this exciting? They're going to fight a duel over me.
I'm ready to go, but where's Colonna? That coward Colonna. Come on, Colonna, let's get started.
He wouldn't even a second hope. I'm fighting another duel over here. Yeah, this is terrible. 500 men slashing at me with knives. Trying to cut me to bits. But I'm beating them off.
Colonna, where are you? At the dueling ground by the old oak?
No, mess hall at Camp Wheeler.
The Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States has scheduled this rebroadcast of the Bob Hope program expressly for you servicemen of the United States and your brothers in arms. And now here's music, the sort that always makes for good listening in an after-the-show servicemen special. Music, maestro.
Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Albert Einstein, the difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits.